If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
B-Pod Studios.
Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Mass.
Yeah, Mass, you stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid Mass.
It's time for Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Fourth and final hour, Felger and Mazz, presented by DraftKings here on 98.5 The Sports Hub, simulcast across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston, also with DraftKings as our presenting sponsor. We come to you from our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. Brady Watch is one of the items on the board today. Spent the first hour and a half on the program talking about it. You know, interesting listening to the midday as well today, Mazz, as I do every day, 10 to 2, Beetle and Zoe. Zoe, you know, in his cagey, goofy sort of fashion, took Dallas off the list today and put Miami back on it.
I heard that.
He said that the Brady and Mike McCarthy's not a match. McCarthy's not going to change his system. Brady's not going to want to learn his system. McCarthy's taking the job to develop Dak Prescott and have that be his quarterback for the next 10 years, and that's what McCarthy's buying in on. He's not buying in on Brady for 2 years and then starting over with another guy and in the interim having to completely throw his system in the air and change his playbook, and that's not what McCarthy's there for. And so Dallas isn't a match. But Chan Gailey does run the Ron Earhart system and does use the language that Charlie Weiss installed with the Patriots back in 2000, and Chan Gailey makes Brady more of a mess. So Miami's back on the board for Scott Zolak, just so long as they change their uniform back to the early 70s Dolphins uniform, the Larry Zonka.
Can I add something to Zolak?
Yes, please.
He just put out a tweet within the last probably 20 minutes or so. NYG.
This is why I bring this up.
Yeah, so Zoe, randomly, out of nowhere, like Jimmy just said, just in all capital letters, NYG. That's all it said.
Can you text him, DM him, or whatever the hell you do, and tell him what the hell he's talking about? Because, like, you know, Zoe listens to everything. Maybe he's listening to another show and is like responding to a topic on another show. And like now we've just like,
yeah, it probably
Scott, what the hell are you talking about? Text me back.
Noodles,
please.
Yogurt, question and grapes.
Up. Thank you.
I like bologna.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's home picking his butt and sniffing his fingers. And it just came out NYG. You know, that's what he's doing.
Naked young girls.
So, or what? Or he's.
No, I like your first idea. He's listening to a show and answered back, but nobody knows who he's talking to.
Yeah, right. He's answering to some show that he's watching or listening to, but no one has any idea what the question was. But, you know, the giant, just let's.
Zoe, what the hell are you talking about? Call me now, please.
Mass just checked his watch.
I got a message, but it's not from Zoe. I thought it was Zoe, but it's not Zoe.
You and your fricocta watch.
I kind of love the thing. It's awesome.
The Giants to me make a lot of sense.
Sure.
That whole thing that, and I can't remember now because we've gotten so many reports and gone over so many things, but that one report. Was it Lock on Four that said Brady would be willing to go a place with a young quarterback already in place and make that young quarterback conversant in the TB12 method and make him part of his brand and groom that young guy while he plays another couple of years. And that, like, that whole piece made like a tremendous amount of sense to me and was smart of Brady because it opened him up to teams like the Giants who have a young quarterback that they like, who they then have to sit for a couple of years while Brady does his thing. But if Brady says, listen, all really, you know, instead of showing him my ass like I showed to Garoppolo for 4 years, I'll actually take this guy under my wing. I'll actually teach him. I'll invest in him. And then you'd say, well, why would he do that? Well, here's the answer. Sam Darnold or what's his face?
Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones is now on TB12. And the better he does, I do. He embraces the TB12 method. He becomes a brand ambassador. And when he becomes a Pro Bowler, that benefits my brand. And so now everybody's got a stake in it. Daniel Jones has to take the ball gag for a couple of years and keep his mouth shut and sit on the bench, which I'm sure he's not interested in. But, you know, shut up, rookie. Screw you. You know, go to the bench. And he gets Brady gets to live in Greenwich, where I guess he's bought a house or not. Like, you know, conflicting reports there. And G gets to be, you know, in Manhattan, and it just everybody's a winner. Like, that it does make sense to me. It just does. Yeah,
except that Brady would have to work with the likes of Joe Judge, Jason Garrett, and Freddie Kitten, and the rest of the morons that are the coaching staff of the New York Giants.
So that's the one thing that doesn't add up is the coaching staff.
Jason Garrett and freaking Freddie Kitten. But Joe Judge, I forgot about Joe Judge, that hard-o. Maybe Brady likes him.
Maybe he doesn't.
Right, exactly. Who would know?
Did he like Jerry Shaplinski?
I can't remember. Maybe.
He was part of the Patriots.
Yeah, sure, yeah. He was the quarterback coach.
He's the quarterback coach there. So maybe it's not as bad of a destination. He doesn't have to deal with the idiots. He just deals with Jerry Shaplinski.
I don't know if Brady likes Judge.
Did you just get that info?
Yes, no, yeah. He's got it.
Just got the text on the phone.
Seriously,
I'm telling you, he hates him.
Why do you?
No, this has nothing to do with the phone, although I am getting messages. It has nothing to do with Joe Judge.
Check your watch.
I had heard a while back that maybe Brady and Joe Judge weren't necessarily on the same frequency.
And when did you hear this? God forbid you mention it on the show.
Several weeks ago.
Unbelievable. Seriously.
Dan Silio tweeted at 12:30 today, yeah. So that's where Maz got it.
It was around the holidays. I was busy.
Check your watch.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Back to your phone.
Hang on.
Hold on. Stand by.
Zoma's texted me.
Hold on.
They are, the letter R, in play.
Zoe says the New York Giants are in play.
Wow.
They, letter R, in play.
R, in play. They are, capital R, in play.
Well, do you want the other Brady thing, too, considering we go with any information?
Yep.
Even if it's from a random faceless blogger?
I love random faceless bloggers.
Well, no, this is from Tom Brady's official Instagram account. You click on his story this afternoon, and hey, what do you know? He and the old wife, along with this adorable dog, happened to be in Los Angeles
his
today.
His pit bull?
No, I don't know what it is. It's not a pit bull.
Keep going.
Either way, he and Giselle are in Los Angeles.
At schools?
I'm going to guess, yeah. Looking at schools, maybe trying to set up the new TB12. In fact, the last post, thank you at Beverly Hills Hotel for this special surprise. It was a couple of glasses of green drink and a stupid TB12 book. But I have to think, yeah, they're out there in L.A. looking at schools, setting up the new TB12 franchise. Probably talking to the Chargers.
The Giants, to me, make perfect sense. I mean, they really do. I'm sorry. They do.
Giants are in play, huh?
Zoe says the Giants are in play. Ask him, can you send on your Apple Watch? Ask him for details.
No, Jimmy's texting Zoe. Okay. I'm talking to someone else.
All right, Jimmy. David Plymouth, go.
So what about the optics of Brady coming in and following Eli Manning? Like, how does that work?
How does that work? That works great.
Oh, I don't think so. Manning is a god in New York.
He is?
Oh, come on.
He's a demigod. He's a small G.
Oh, come on. He delivered them 2 Super Bowls, please. And he beat the Patriots and Belichick. Are you kidding? He ruined their unbeaten season.
Are you saying Giants fans wouldn't want Tom Brady?
I'm saying that I think it would be difficult for Tom. I don't think the Giant fans care one way or another. They just want to win.
Oh, yeah, so hold on, Dave. You think it'd be tough for Brady to walk in Eli's shadow? Are you kidding?
I think that Tom wants nothing to do with that. I really don't. I don't. And by the way, how about the talent that Brady wants? You really want to go to the Giants with that offensive line? You think the Pats' offensive line was bad? Have you seen them the last couple of years?
Now you're talking. Fine. I'll give you that.
Biggest issue is the Giants' defense.
And the biggest is the Giants. I mean, how far away are they? Like, defense, offensive line, like, they're a long way away. Never mind these new coaches and the bozos on the staff, for crying out loud, and the fact that Maz's Apple Watch has told him that Brady hates Joe Judge. But you know what? Is that really an impediment? Because there's times Brady has hated Bill Belichick. It's just the way it goes, right? There's like back and forth, and they're competitive. I don't know. The Giants, on a lot of levels, make sense. The team sucking is, the biggest impediment.
Yeah, again, like I'm not joking. I think the coaching staff is an issue there, too. That coach, like, who the hell knows? And I don't think it's solely Judge. Murray raises a good point, too. Garrett and Freddie Kitten's, for crying out loud. And the Eli thing, you know, I know Dave's a loyal caller to the program. But if Eli's a god, Brady's king of the gods.
Exactly. He's not, you know, he's got to live up to the press, you know, he's got to live up to the legend of Eli Manning. Would you stop?
I mean, yeah, seriously.
Come on. Matt and Quincy, go ahead, Matt.
I've been on hold so long, I don't even know what I want to say.
Your
so
comment line says
WWE question?
No, we're not going to give you a WWE question. But, your comment line said Castle.
Okay, yeah. You with this, in 2008, that was the Randy Moss team, Felger, without Brady. So you people can't keep bringing up 2008 like it was a bum team. The team went undefeated. And it's just a horrible take, and I'm sick of hearing it for 12 years.
Hold on.
It's a dumb take.
What's a hero? So wait, hold on. You think 2008 was a bad year for the Patriots? No, you didn't stick around.
For him, yes, I do.
Oh, it was a great year for the team.
Just because it was interesting, I guess.
Oh, no, not that. You took a backup quarterback who wasn't good and won 11 games.
Man, didn't make the playoffs, and you lost every big important game that season.
The season is
Steelers,
a little overrated.
Jets.
I disagree.
So overrated.
Oh, I think it's underrated. Ugh. Oh, I think it's great. I think that tells you who you are. Everyone else uses their starter, and they're freaking 4-12. You're 11-5.
Still had the core of that 07 team. The caller's right.
Look at what the Colts were without Manning. Look at what the Packers are without Aaron Rodgers. Look at what these teams are without the franchise guy.
True.
You went 11-5 and got better as the year went on. And you didn't lose every big game. You walked into Miami at the end of the year and put like 40 points on the board. You were a good team by the end of the year. It was a great year. Year to be proud of.
I mean, Castle really improved that year. I will say that. But
it gets the Brady people sensitive because another quarterback had success. So they get their panties in a bunch.
You understand the college point, though. The same roster other than Brady went 16-0.
I understand, but they weren't going to go 16-0 the next year. They were going to go like 14-2. They were going to come back a little bit. Right? They weren't going to go 16-0 every year. So it wasn't a difference of five games. It's probably the difference of like three or four.
We'll say
that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's something, but you went 11-5 with the backup quarterback. It's a great year.
Waxed by the Steelers. Lost that Colts game. It's so overrated.
It's overrated.
I hate that year.
I agree. Overrated year.
Tremendous year. Wait till they go, and you won't have any answer for when they go 11-5 with the red rocket rifle.
You probably
whatever. Mariota.
Bernard Pollard jersey.
I don't know what you're thinking about over there with the red rocket, but
yeah.
Red rifle is what you're looking for.
We continue with your thoughts. The Brady Watch, Hoarder Danny, Betts, your new manager. How do you feel about your new interim manager who was given the interim tag in case he got caught cheating, and then they'll fire his ass too? All of it on the board with your calls after this.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go on the Sports Hub app.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
It's Felger and Mazz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Mazz.
We're going to lead off over-unders today with Tom Brady's potential splash into free agency, Peter King. And we've got the over-under set. Free agent meetings for Tom Brady, 1.5. You taking the over or you taking the under?
I'm taking the over. But the question becomes, after you ask me that question, is how many of these meetings are going to become public? You know, is it a meeting if John Gruden flies to Costa Rica and the Brady family is having, a nice week in Costa Rica and nobody ever finds out on March 23rd Or if, you know, if somebody else, some other coach ends up meeting him somewhere else and we really don't know. So I do think he's definitely going to talk to more than one team. Yes.
That's Peter King. Okay, so the latest on the Brady Watch is this. Scott Zolak is reporting that the New York Giants are in play. Is that too strong of a word?
No, not for this show.
Yes, going back to our manifesto.
Exactly, yeah. It's our mission statement.
We will pluck it right out of the ether. Corroborated, uncorroborated, whether we know the background or not know the background, we will run with it. And we will present it to you.
If it's got something to do with Tom Brady and it's not vetted, Felger and Maz will report it.
If it's vetted, we don't want anything to do with it. But Scott Zolak, I'm sorry, is a Bradyite. He's part of the Boohoo Brady crew. And so he's got insight. Scott Zolak reporting that the Giants are in play for Tom Brady. Item number one. Item number two, Karen Garigian in the Boston Herald reports what?
Yep, Karen Garigian reported that there has been some communication between the Patriots and Brady, but that Bill Belichick has yet to make his feelings known on the subject. As of the beginning of this week, Brady hadn't heard from his coach to get an idea of what he may be thinking. Belichick has yet to reach out. That's what the Herald has been told.
Oh, God, Bill. Bill's doing his thing.
Making Brady sweat it out.
Especially when, like, it was coming out of Brady's camp that was the number one thing, that Brady wants to feel the love and the respect, and he wants to feel that he's more of a partner and not just someone that gets picked on by the coach, and, you know, what's the team going to look like, and all of this. And you know, never mind his contract, the most important thing, but, you know, that the respect from Belichick is a huge piece to it. And Bill hadn't even called him yet.
Make him sweat. Make him sweat. Because, again, Bill knows, you know, this is where what I think one of Bill's strengths is. He knows Brady inside out.
Yes.
Totally. Right? So he knows that the closer they get to the deadline, the moment of truth, the more likely it is that Brady will crack. So he's going to hold his feet to the fire. And so I just, you know, again, it, hard to predict. The only person I can say that I have confidence in how they will act at that instant is Belichick. I don't think Bill's going to change a lot. The other two, Kraft and Brady.
Both good cave.
Who knows?
Right.
Bill will hold his ground. The other two, I have no idea.
Okay, your phone. Steven Worcester. Hi, Steve. Steven?
How you doing, fellas? Yeah, good. I'm here. I'm sorry. I apologize. So, I was watching you on TV.
Okay, babe.
Hey, a lot of things you guys have just talked about over the last half hour are directly my point. Why are we talking about Brady leaving when we should be talking about Belichick walking out the door? It's time. Let's bring Josh McDaniels up, get an offensive coordinator who's halfway decent, Charlie Weiss maybe, somebody who could just, you know.
Why are you doing this, Steve? Why do you want to push Belichick out the door?
Because I feel like Brady is the face of the Patriots. He Brady won those Super Bowls, not Belichick, Brady and his teammates, but Brady. So my point is, when Zoe sends a text, NYG is in play, maybe that's where Belichick's going.
Okay, no, we followed up with Zoe, and he said the Giants are in play for Brady, is what he responded to us with. So it's Brady, not Belichick. But I think there are some fans who feel this way, that if Bill is standing in the way of Brady staying, then get rid of Bill. I don't think the caller's the only one that feels that way.
Okay, so I was just going to ask you, what do you think is more likely, that Belichick is a reason for Brady to come back or to leave?
Oh, it's more likely that he's the reason he leaves.
Think so?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
What does your Apple Watch say, Maz?
No, my Apple Watch doesn't say anything. I think that Brady wants Bill to show him some love, but I think he also recognizes the greatness in Bill as a coach. And so if the Patriots were to give him the contract, I think he could live without the hugs and kisses.
I think Bill's standing in the way of the contract.
Okay, but again, Kraft could intervene there. So let's say Kraft intervenes and Bill doesn't give him the hugs and kisses. Is Tom coming back?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, 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 you bet.
I think he'd rather play for Belichick with the money than another coach who'll give him some love.
Okay, I think that's fair. Yeah, the loves and the hugs and kisses things, I hate. You know, to the point where I hope it's bull crap. Like, come on, Tom, we got to kiss your ass now? Like, just stop. Stop with this. You know, you want Bill to change who he is? because you want to namaste or whatever. You want to be positive. Like, cut that crap. Like, I hope he doesn't feel that way. I hope that's just smoke. But no, I'm talking about the contract. I mean, if Kraft's really put it in Bill's hands, Bill doesn't want to pay him $30 million a year.
No, no shot.
So that's standing in the way. So that's why I say Bill's an impediment to him returning.
You know, Brady did say over and over and over again over the years, I'm a really positive person. Maybe on some level, that's all a shot at Bill. You know, he never has a nice thing to say about me.
Yeah. Or anything. Gloom. Casey in Maine, how do you feel about your Red Sox?
Oh, I tried. I tried, guys. I tried to be positive and get past all this Brady stuff and look forward to the Red Sox season. They just keep on taking these big steaming dumps on my hopes. They had the trade last week where they come back on it like a seventh grader. And then today they got the interim manager, come out and say that he's really good at touching the guys. So I don't know how to process a whole lot of this.
So that's a bad joke. But it's hard to feel. It does feel like, talk about it. I'm ripping Ainge for not believing in his team and doing anything to help. Like, the Sox are even worse.
Fire drill.
I mean, they're just, but not a fire drill. It's like, this is an intentional step back. This is a total bridge year, and we just proved it by our interim manager, our 60-year-old lifer interim manager. Bridge year.
Oh, gosh. Listen, I told you. And some of this obviously was beyond their control in terms of the investigation and the sign stealing in Cora, although they didn't have to fire Cora, but regardless, he wasn't going to manage this year. I'm just telling you that I can't remember a year where this close to the start of spring they had this kind of chaos. They trade their best player. Then they back out of the deal because they want to get more out of it. They name their interim manager, but they tell you up front that when the MLB report comes out, they might fire his ass in 2 weeks. Meanwhile, we still think we're competitive and we're going to go out and contend for a title. What? Like, seriously, talk about being all over the map. Where are the freaking drugs for this team? Somebody's going to stabilize them.
Okay, here comes Dave in the car, a whiny Celtics caller. How you doing, Dave?
Hey, Mike, what's up? So, listen, I understand what you're doing. Like, I understand how your show works. You're trying to get people riled up. You do it well. I get pissed sometimes. But you're even taking this to a new level. I'm trying to quantify your outrage. So, give me a percentage of right now, the team right now, if everyone's healthy, them making the finals. What would you put them at?
40-45%.
Okay. And what if they got Marvin Williams?
48%. 47%.
So it's fair to criticize. You think that I don't want you to criticize. You can do whatever you want, but you're acting like Ainge not making a move was an absolute disaster blown opportunity. Maybe they could have gotten someone that helped a little, but there's a good chance that it's the other way also. So I wish you would just have a little bit of an open mind. The thing with Kemba, a reasonable person could listen to that sound and watch that clip and just think that he's bummed that one of his best friends that he thought might come play with him.
He thought he was coming, Dave. Dave,
that's fine.
If you watched it, he thought he was coming. And I want you to be consistent. If they make a move, I want you to rip it. Because all you've done is defend their inactivity. So if they make a move, I want you to criticize them for overreaching. Because okay? I'm consistent. I want them to do something. And when they do it, I'm going to applaud them for it. Total consistency. I want the same out of you. You've defended them at every turn for doing nothing. So when they do something, I want to hear you criticize that. Because you have to be consistent now too. And if you watch the clip, Kemba Walker thought Marvin Williams was coming here. Now, I don't know whether he was pissed at Marvin Williams for changing his mind.
Sure.
Or the team for not doing enough to get him. And I'm going to tell you, I don't think like Kemba Walker's going to blow up the team or have the Palace Q or anything like that. It was just a really genuine, he found out in the press scrum. And when he was told, he basically ended the presser and walked out of it. And when you watch the actual clip and not just hear the sound, it's clear he's pissed. Just in the moment for that little thing. And so, but maybe he is pissed at Marvin Williams because he changed his mind. That's possible. I'm just telling you, Kemba Walker thought he was here.
I think the Celtics thought they were going to get him. I'm serious. I think they thought they were going to get him. And, in large part because of Kemba. And again, they basically were having him recruit the guy for him. They thought they had it. Look, that's how Garnett got Sam Cassell.
So
he recruited him. They were former teammates. He liked him. He got him to come.
So here's another thing, which is nobody's fault. This is back to just being in Boston and being what you are and what most teams are, which is the buyout market. The guys have total choices, and it's like, who's going to choose you? You know, if you're Tristan Thompson, okay, he's going to get bought out. He'll be out of the market. Houston has no one above 6'6", right?
They have right.
So if you go to Houston, you know you're going to play a lot. And the team has a chance to contend. Or you're represented by Roc Nation, which is the LeBron folks. Your last contract in Cleveland was a ridiculous overpay because LeBron got you paid because you're part of his agency and you were on the Cavaliers. And now you owe Roc Nation and LeBron a big one. Never mind the fact that you're just attached at the hip to him. So now you could go to Houston, you could go to L.A., two places that both have a chance to win, L.A. certainly more than the other, a chance to play a ton in Houston, a chance to be with LeBron in the other, and you're going to come here? Where they're probably going to tell you, yeah, you're going to share minutes with Enes Kanter and the Time Lord and Daniel Tice. You think you're going to get Tristan Thompson?
No.
So it's like, part of that's not your fault, part of it is, it's like, that's a reality of it too.
Sure, so look, if the Celtics are telling players, you know, we're going to play Daniel Tice. Well, then shame on them. Like, seriously. Okay? Tice is a nice little story. He's been okay this year.
But you know that's how they feel. They don't want to disrupt the chemistry,
I
Maz.
I know. That part is stupid. Like, that part I don't like either. I'm not telling you I like that part. The only part of this whole thing that discussion we've had is over the buyout. That's it. That's the only disagreement we've had. Because you're wrong. But the rest of it, to me, if I were them, even though I don't think they're going to the finals, I still would have added a player. I would have done it.
I'm just not convinced they really wanted him. It's easy to say after the fact, yeah, we wanted him. He chose somewhere else. And then you sort of cover yourself. I don't know. For a guy who's made so many moves, how come Danny Ainge can't seem to make a single one? Odd. Weird. Anyway, here's Murray's update. A lot going on today. Including the latest on the Brady Watch.
Yeah, there's another update there, too.
Ooh, here comes the latest on...
Save it for the segment.
Well, what...
The next segment.
Okay.
Where Brady is. He's no longer in L.A. He's somewhere else now.
Okay, now where is he looking at schools? The latest on the Brady Watch after the update.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born. And at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Mike Felger, Tony Maserati, making your afternoon commute better.
Throw some, Felger. How about a mea culpa? You are wrong. Running backs do matter.
Or worse.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay him.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
DeMelis tipped into the blue line, but not out. Here's Harper, right wing circle with 10 seconds left. In front, just missed. Another centering pass for Wise, knocked away. Wise on the doorstep. They score! Zegras, with less than a second to go, ties the game.
How'd you catch that, Maz?
Nope.
Did you catch it?
Nope.
Oh, what a good watch that was last night.
Bean pot.
There's your bean pot right in your kisser. It's too bad. I thought, you know, your kids are big hockey fans, right? Like, if you'd sat down with your kid and watched that, he would have really liked it.
Yeah, he was asleep.
You should have got him up to watch it.
Beanpot, please. spend my time watching the Bean Pot Northeastern Hockey.
Do you like athletic competition?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
So this is it?
I like the highest level of athletic competition, yeah.
How about just kids who really care?
Nope.
It's pretty good. And this Trevor Zegras? Wow, he's good. Holy crap. Another BU Terrier. He was drafted number 9 overall last year, this kid. Number 9.
By who?
Anaheim. Anaheim.
He'll move out there and we'll never hear from him again.
I'll tell you what. The BU Terrier must have the suckiest coaches in the history of hockey. They can't win squat, yet their players are just constantly drafted first round, up high, like...
Ever since Parker left him in.
Ever since Parker, right. They won with Jack, obviously. But Quinn and this Albio kind of like... These guys can play. McAvoy, Grizzly, I mean, Coyle. Like, they've all these studs, these NHL studs, and they can't win Jack. So they must just recruit their faces off, and then what?
Can't coach.
When they get there, they can't coach? I don't know. But this Zegras, holy crap. And boy, did BU get screwed last night. Boy, did they get boned in overtime. Dominating overtime. Husky takes a total dive, get a power play, and then a weak goal wins it in double overtime. It was a great. They scored with 1.2 left in the third period with the goalie pulled to tie it.
It's exciting.
Shush. It was a great night.
I mean, it must have been a real thrill for them to skate around holding that bean pot.
It was.
It's thrilling.
It's kids care, man. They sell out. It's a great watch.
Oh, no. I'm not criticizing the kids. I'm
sure
criticizing
you are.
The-
yeah,
not
you
criticizing
are.
Criticizing at all.
Yeah, no, yeah, of course you are.
Criticizing the tournament.
Murray, what's the update on...
You show up, you're in the semis.
What's the update on Tom Brady?
Well, it seems that he and Super G are no longer in Los Angeles based on his Instagram story, as we were scrolling through that earlier. Now, according to the Daily Mail, UK's Daily Mail, yeah, right, they always have all the Brady scoop before any of the papers around here. God forbid anyone get off their ass and actually, you know, pay attention.
Hold on. KG had Belichick shutting out Brady so far this year.
Saying it facetiously. So they're back in New York. Gisele Bündchen and husband Tom Brady spotted arriving to New York City on Sunday via helicopter, just days after moving vans were spotted outside their Boston home. And sure enough, you scroll down, there they are, arriving in New York City.
Who's she wearing?
Well, it says here, on arrival in New York, Bündchen appeared appropriately bundled up in a gray wool coat, layered over a tan cowl neck sweater, and rounded out with a pair of dark wash denim jeans.
What kind of sweater?
A tan cowl neck sweater.
Cowl neck.
C-O-W-L. I don't really know what that means.
Is that one of those loopy ones, sort of? Like, anyway.
I'm sure it's not from Marshalls.
The model was visibly makeup-free as she exited the aircraft with her signature golden brown tresses. Soon strewn about by the wind. She also had a large quilt.
Shouldn't she be reading this in a British accent?
With a large quilted Chanel purse over her arm, Bündchen appeared to keep up with Brady, who exited the helicopter with two of the couple's dogs. There's a couple of good boys, they are, yeah? Brady sported a fitted beige petticoat with a bright white hoodie layered underneath. And that's all. It was just how they were dressed. But I have to say, I would think they're back in New York looking at schools. You got to get back on a Sunday to look at the schools on Monday. Because this is where we're going to be playing this season with the New York Giants.
Well, no joke. Scott Zolak reported today that the New York Giants are in play for Tom Brady. I'm sure he will explain more tomorrow. I don't know why you're laughing. He will explain more tomorrow on Beadle and Zoe at 10 a.m. tomorrow on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Maybe they're in New York because he's prepping for his interview.
I'm laughing because you take a tweet that just said NYG in all capital letters.
Well, we followed up.
Turned it into Scott Zolak is reporting that Tom Brady is talking with the New York Giants.
We made a specific follow-up to Zoe to say, what are you talking about, NYG? What does that mean? He said, the Giants are in play.
Right.
They, letter R, in play.
R. He doesn't know how to fully spell it out. But the, well, that if that's not reporting, I don't know what is.
No, that's reporting. See, Zoe just needs a good marketing person. So he throws it out there and we have to sort of like put the release together.
Mike in North Attleboro, your thoughts.
Yeah, hey guys. I have been a Giants fan whole life, and I do not want Tom Brady on that team.
Why?
They need more. They need to focus on defense. Do not invest the money in a quarterback, an older quarterback, and you've got a young, promising guy. I understand that, you know, he can mentor Daniel Jones, and it might look good, but Daniel Jones had a good year. They need defensive help. They absolutely need to invest in the defense.
Okay, Mike, thanks for the call. I know this is ironic because I don't want Tom Brady on the Patriots, but if you're another team in the league and you don't want Tom Brady, you're stupid.
I agree.
You're stupid. I don't want it here because I want a new story and I want to turn the page and I want to... You know, just see what it looked like, because
we've had it.
I'm frankly exhausted with Brady and the Patriots. Like, I'm ready for the new thing, but I'm here. If you're in 31 other places and you don't want Tom Brady, you're freaking stupid.
Dumb.
And I don't mean, you know, obviously Kansas City, et cetera, but
Cincinnati.
You know, most, if 25 teams, 20 teams, if you don't want Brady, I think you're just crazy. Chris in New Bedford has been waiting patiently. Chris, thanks for hanging on. I appreciate it. What do you got?
Yeah, hey, guys. I don't know if this is very popular, but I kind of love the idea of seeing Brady go to a new team. Belichick and Brady have everything to prove in their new settings, and just to see them both reinvigorated.
Yep.
And to see how Belichick does with a new slate. He wants to prove that he can win without Brady. Brady wants to prove he can win without Belichick. I think it would be exciting as hell.
Me too.
So Vegas, New York, Los Angeles, I don't care where he goes, but just to see them both putting everything on the line next year to prove everything to the world, I think it would be awesome.
100% agree. Never mind, you need to turn the page. If you want long-term viability, my opinion is you have to give Bill the biggest window, the longest runway possible to find the next quarterback and get you into the next era. And the sooner you start, the better. So there's a real practical reason, too, beyond just my interest in Brady winning without Belichick and Belichick winning without Brady.
Sure.
Okay? So I also think it's best for you long-term.
It's time.
It'll be worse for you next year. Okay, so I'm sacrificing next year, maybe one more for the benefit of the next 10. But I'm more worried about the next 10 than I am the next one or two.
Look, it's time. And I'll tell you, though, the you and the caller raise an interesting point. They've beaten the bag out of everybody. Let's see them compete against each other.
Yes, I'm not.
Even I want it at this point. Because even if they go, a hollow 12-4, and it's Brady going to be miserable even after wins, like last year, like, I'm good. Like, let's see them go their separate ways.
I did not find last year interesting at all.
It wasn't.
It was a joyless slog is what it was.
Tom and Quincy, how do you feel about your new manager?
I don't really know how to feel about it, to be honest with you. I'm totally effing confused by the whole offseason. So, hey, real quick, though, hey, make sure I ask Gasper what the hell a cowl neck sweater is, because he'll know on Friday.
For sure. He'll be wearing one.
Yeah. But seriously, exactly. But listen, the whole time since the past few years, I've been getting analytics jammed down my throat by this team, right? So to the point where I have to try to freaking figure out what they're talking about half the time. And it comes through now like, all right, so Cora's gone. We're going to find someone to put in place. So last week they were hiring the soccer goalie. That fell through. Then Tony wanted Eduardo Perez. I don't even know if they interviewed him. But now you're going to have a major disconnect between the front office with the analytical end with Carmine. Do you think Renicky is a guy that's going to sit? He's 65 or something years old. The last thing he wants to do is sit and watch a computer readout and tell him who the hell he's supposed to play and when.
Exactly. Or some nerd comes down from upstairs and says, Ron, remember, a walk's as good as a hit.
It's a great point, though. Like, I'm worried about the generational gap between the manager and the players. How about the generational gap between the manager and the front office? Let's pick someone who won't connect with either one. Like, that's a great idea. And I don't know, maybe Renicky's progressive. Again, I'm dumping on Renicky for this, and it really has nothing to do with Renicky. Because he's caught in the middle of it, but they're hiring the wrong guy. Like, they've got GM.
But the whole point is, you can't hire someone from outside because you want to bring Alex back next year. If you hire someone from outside and have him uproot his family and give him the full title just to axe him a year later, that you can't run it like that. They want Cora back in the job next year. So it's an interim guy, substitute teacher for a full year.
I just hope I hope money's not a part of this. In other words, so hire Eduardo Perez on a 2-year contract, fire him and pay him for the second year and bring Cora back.
Yeah, but like, that's no way to operate.
Why not?
To hire a guy from the outside knowing you're going to fire him after a year?
Okay, or give him another job. Make him a bench coach. Whatever. I'll figure that part out later. And so if Cora doesn't come back, you'll agree with me then?
Yes, you bet. 100%.
I hate the whole interim thing. I hate it. It's like, you know what? We're just going to wait and put, the next obvious guy in the job. I hate that. Hate it.
Final word comes your way next.
Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew. 30 seconds. That's it. Done. Peace.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at Awaken180WeightLoss.com.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you are looking for the best deal on tires, there is only one place to go. Town Fair Tire, the best prices and great free services. Nobody beats
Nobody.
Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
A couple of quick personal notes before Murray gets going. One is, you see the Winston flowers right here on the desk in front of me?
Yeah.
I want to thank them for sending over some bouquets for all of us to bring home to our honeys. If you are out there and you're trying to get flowers for Valentine's Day, Winston Flowers should be the place you go. Local company, local folks, and serious, serious flowers.
These things are unbelievable.
I mean, not like, you know, we've done a lot of flower promotions here on the station over the years and these national companies and... they're all fine, and so, you know, the Winston folks, something different, something special, and you know that, right? If you've, because you're around here, and if you've ordered Winston flowers, you know that that's a extra special there for the honey. So go to Winston flowers for your Valentine's Day flowers.
I mean, this bouquet is so nice. I'm getting my wife something else. I'm keeping this one.
Here's my second personal message, and that is, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jay Stu. Happy birthday to you,
you old cranky prick.
How old are you, you old cranky prick?
39.
Oh, oh, lie. Oh,
that's not old.
Yeah,
that's,
I know, 30. I look like I'm 70. I got
it. Are you just 39?
Only 39.
When did you start working across
20 years ago.
When he was 12.
Holy moly, you started at 19?
100%, yep.
Did you go to college?
Fetch it. I did go to college. I went to Northeastern.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You watched last night?
Yeah. Repeat.
Yay.
So you were in Northeastern while you were fetching coffee for Renee and...
John Mita Perel.
Happy birthday, Stu.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yokely dokely. Happy birthday, Jimmy.
All right. We'll just get to this one piece of sound here. Mike announced how this show is going to be dealing with the Brady Watch. Actually, this is how the show's been dealing with the Brady Watch. In other words, no matter who it is, to a lubed up Zoe on Twitter, to a faceless random blogger, if that person has Tom Brady scoop, Felger and Maz, they're going to run with it.
When we report something here on Felger and Maz, you can trust it's not well vetted.
Yep, we're wearing our boots.
When we offer an opinion or analysis, you can trust that it is plucked from the ether. Straight from the ether. And oftentimes it's based in nothing. Where Tom Curran says their reporting is often based in something and on the off-the-record conversation, past observations, institutional knowledge. Ours sometimes is based on purely what's in our gut or in nothing, in no on the or off-the-record conversation, no past observation or no institutional knowledge. It's just something that sounds interesting that might be right or might not. And we will run with it and have fun with it because I find this thing fun as crap.
Yep, because I chase fire engines.
And so sometimes Maz's Apple Watch goes off, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes he hears things, sometimes he doesn't.
Sometimes it's a group of New York moms posting a Giselle sighting on Facebook. Felger and Maz will be there running.
Happily. And if it's wrong, it's wrong. I mean, it's not my report, some Facebook group. So that's what you can trust with us, that we will have fun with the story. I used to know those people. I used to talk to those people. I haven't talked to them in over 10 years, and if they even remember me now, and I'm not sure that they would, if they did, they wouldn't take a leak on me if I were on fire. They would not return my call.
Can't say I blame them.
When Bill happens to cross me, I cross paths with him on Nantucket, the look is either, who is this jackass? I kind of remember him. I don't like the look of him. Or I do remember this a-hole, and boy, do I hate him. So that's it. That's where we come from on the Brady Story.
Seriously, in fact, now that I think of it, one of our sales guys says he saw Brady in Vegas. Let's go with it.
Looking at schools, probably. Arkham
was with a stripper.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium-quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver. All the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew. 30 seconds. That's it. Done. Peace.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born. And at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at Awaken180weightloss.com.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.